I was thinking of many feelings I've had through the years with the help of Christian Science, and one certainly was that of indecision, not being able to make decisions. I'd just be so racked with worry about making the right decision. And then even after I finally would decide what I thought I should do, then I would always worry that I'd made the wrong decision. So I was grateful to come here and to learn that God is a decision maker. He knows what's right and best. And when we are following him the best we can, he will direct our paths. It was so beautiful, the last statement that was read tonight from Prose Works. I can't quote it exactly, but it said if we have the right ideal, something to the effect that God will take care of our lives. And that is the truth. When we have God good as our ideal and live up to obeying him, then he does take care of every aspect of our lives, including making decisions, big and small. And I found as you make smaller decisions with God, then you get more confidence when the so-called bigger ones come up. In the Blue Book is this beautiful statement by Mrs. Eddy on page 116. When you are in perplexity or doubt about some important question that must be decided, keep your mind still. Cease thinking and wait, that the still small voice may speak. No words may come to you. Nevertheless, you will have asked your question. Wait. When the moment arrives, the decision you will have. Cultivate the habit of trust by daily repeating, I am led by the Spirit of infinite wisdom. I consecrate my will, my judgment, my desire, and all my faculty to the direction of the All-Wise One. I shall hear, I shall know, I shall do right. That has been such a comfort to me. We can declare that. If God is our mind, we shall hear, we shall know, we shall do right. I'm so grateful for this meeting. I'm so grateful to Mrs. Eddy for giving us Christian Science and to be here with you all tonight.